Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Toward the end of Paul's productive life, he wrote as follows to a young preacher, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Have you thought about the meaning of the word offered? The Greek word is spendo, and means to pour out a libation or a drink offering, and is used only here and in Philippians 2:17. The word indicates Paul's willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice for the cause of Jesus Christ. Paul had encouraged the Philippians to shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that he might rejoice in the day of Christ. Then he wrote, "Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all." Philippians 2:17. Paul did not know either the time of his death or the manner of his death, but he was willing to offer himself as a sacrifice if that was required of him. The word sacrifice is used in the New Testament of the animal and other sacrifices of the Old Testament. It is also used of Christ's suffering on the cross. For example, Paul said, "Be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Ephesians 5:1-2. Paul used the word of a Christian's dedicating himself to God's service. "I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Romans 12:1. The word service in the Greek is usually translated ministry or ministration. The word does not generally mean service to one's fellow man, but religious service. The Hebrew writer uses the word in the following verse where it is rendered ministry. "But now has he," that is Christ, "obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises." Hebrews 8:6. Paul assured the Philippians that he was ready to be offered upon the sacrifice and service of their faith. If his work of ministering to the Philippians, or to any other group, required the ultimate sacrifice from Paul, he had already decided he was willing to make it. In making that sacrifice for the kingdom of God, he was full of joy and rejoicing with the Philippians. I hope and trust that you and I would be willing to make the same sacrifice. But would we ever be willing to say, "I joy and rejoice with you all"? The Philippians also rejoiced with Paul. Some of us complain when we are called upon by our elders to give a little more to support mission work and to help those who are in need. So few of us in the United States have ever been in physical danger from the enemies of the cross. But Paul suffered so many indignities and hardships. He reminded the Thessalonians of his sufferings. "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before, and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention." 1 Thessalonians 2:1-2. Paul was not complaining. He even called his sufferings light afflictions, and affirm that they work out for us a far more exceeding weight of eternal glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Are you and I ready to be poured out as an offering to our God? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.